Yes, viewers, we are Lord.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
How
are you doing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ? How is life? If I told the body is having some weakness, may you put and establish a great connection with the Holy Spirit, because
he
cannot be in a temple which is having sickness. You should tell him that this body is your temple, and you cannot be with unclean temple. So I request that you may take away the sickness of the Holy Spirit. And me too, I will take away all the unrighteousness before me. Make an agreement with him that may take away all the sickness that you cannot cleanse out. And so that you can promise, so that you can leave all the unrighteousness. If I thought it's a home, you should make an agreement how to sweep. You sweep the house, you sweep the compound.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Put an agreement. Just be with the Holy Spirit like the auntie or the uncle. You are free to speak to him with any such words. And if you tell him that if I tore up the temple, I'm going to clean out the compound. I'm not going to steal, I'm not going to commit adultery. And now when it comes to the inside of the house, I've laid it upon you. Take away the sickness, all false desires, clean them out. And meet outside, I'm going to sweep. That you should do, take partition within the house. As you sweep the compound,
he's
cleaning the house. Have you understood the trick? Those are some of the tricks I used to have. Now I always read this one by one.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. If I told you
you
are the temple of God and the temple of the Holy Spirit, you should take up partition and you sweep the compound, you sweep the house. To sweep the compound is to leave all the filthiness and evil acts. When you don't do anything which is unrighteous, you have to repent all of them. And you show to people that now you have cleaned the compound. And there is the owner of the temple who is inside.
He's
continuing to clean the house. We shall see sickness going by themselves. And even those things that come out of your heart. Make up an agreement with him. He sweeps the compound and he sweeps the house.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Think about it. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for coming, all of you. We love you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We love you all who love the truth, and those who listen from them. The Bible says in Revelation 22
that
blesses who reads the words of this Bible. The one who hears and the one who reads, they are blessed. That's why we record that even those who are at the far place may listen and also rewrite, that even those who are going to read may be blessed as they go on to fulfill what they have read or heard. We are going in the prayer to be given, as the Holy Spirit acknowledged us the other time, that just to repent is not for fun. It's not continuously to repent, but you have at least to confirm whether you have been forgiven. Lest you take it a thing for granted. You know, sometime back, We used to know how to repent, and even the time came for doing sin, and we couldn't get any
hardness
in it. You know it very well that after sinning, you could go back and repent. But you never realize whether they were being forgiven or not. It's you who believe that you have been forgiven. But we had decided to be forgiven. You have given the Holy Spirit that it makes you to understand the words. The words of God. As it is written in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 23. That if at all you accept my rebuke,
I'll
pour out my spirit unto you and make you understand the words. And he does all other works as we know when he was sent. Now we want to pray so that we can be given.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the prayer to be given, we must first understand what we really need. But what is most important is food.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the prayer to be given, we are yearning to get the daily food. That food is in within two types. There is one which is in Amos 8, from chapter 10 up to 12. That's the food that we first ask for. Let us go there and read about it.
Amos esule yomunana n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Amos chapter 8 verse 10.
Era ndifuula embaga zammwe okuba okuwubaala, n'ennyimba zammwe zonna okuba okukungubaga. Era ndireeta ebibukutu ku biwato byonna, n'ebiwalaata ku buli mutwe. Era ndirufuula ng'okukungubagira omwana eyazaalibwa omu, n'enkomero yaalwo ng'olunaku olubalagala. Laba, ennaku zijja, bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda, lwe ndiweereza enjala ku nsi eteri njala ya mmere, newankubadde ennyonta ey'amazzi, naye enjala ey'okuwulira ebigambo bya Mukama.
Yesu yebazibwe. Enjala eyo,
that famine, is the one that we should first consider when praying. We need to get the daily food of the Spirit. That's one of the most important things that we have to prepare for. The one we yearn and need. That is the spiritual food and the water. He told us in Ezekiel, and he told us that it's not good to eat good pasture. It's not good. It is not easy to get a good pasture and water.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But most of the things that we need to take away this famine. Because when this famine comes into the world, the rest are going to be spoiled. There is hunger for the food of God, for the word of God. This is what comes out of that. Let us continue.
Tulimu Amos esula ya munana n'olunyiriri lwa kumi na bbiri.
Amos chapter 8 verse 12.
Awo bali bulubuuta okuva ku nnyanja okutuuka ku nnyanja endala, n'okuva obukiika obwa kkono okutuuka ebuvanjuba. Baliddukana mbiro eruuyi n'eruuyi okunoonya ekigambo kya Mukama, so tebalikiraba.
Yes,
Jesus.
Obutali butebenkevu busobola okujja mu nsi.
All the unstubbornness can come out the world.
Abantu ne bagenda mu bisaawe ne bakuba crusade.
And people going to the field to make up crusades.
Ne bakola zino ze tuyita 31st.
And they go for the
when they
are entering in New Year, those overnights, and all the nights are spent within the fields. They may go to the sea and
land.
And most of them can go to the lake, and so that it can make themselves suffer from hunger. that God may reveal something for them. Others can climb up mountains. This is not how it should be. But it comes because of the hunger of the word of God. And when this hunger comes, it means that now the spiritual system is already being destructed for the things of the church. Even the politics would be to sit down by that time. It is like to say that bribe it is at its climax. And sometimes people who come to rule over us are not the ones who are supposed to do that. In that same moment, the financial system is always hard. If I thought there is thirsty or hunger of the word of God, then there comes social relationship which are hard. That when you cannot even allow to your neighbors to visit you, because there is no food, even that of the flesh is not there. There comes drying of our plants and crops. And sometimes we think maybe the neighbors bewitched yours. Now the word hunger, or when we are praying for things that we need, we first pray that it may take away the thirst and hunger of the word of God. If it continues to exist, I've told you that the politics will be twisted. Even the financial get great problems together with the social relations and the health system. It is to say that every people who are within the synagogues can be entered by a lot of sickness, and even those who are outside. That's why that when God has not protected, even when he has not built it, those who built it do it in vain. Now the word of God are one of the things that we should pray to be on our side. And now it is told that the angel is concerned of food, of spirit and flesh, but most especially that of the spirit. That if at all he takes away the spiritual food, most people can kill themselves in all ways. Let us look a little here in Revelation, we shall come back. Revelation chapter 6, starting with verse 3.
Akubikule sule yomukaga n'olunyiriri olwokusatu. Bwe yabembula akabonero akokubiri, ne mpulira ekiramu ekyokubiri nga kyogera nti jangu, n'evaayo embalaasi endala eya lukunyu. Era oyo yali atuddeko n'aweebwa okuggyawo emirembe ku nsi, era battiŋŋane bokka na bokka, n'aweebwa ekitala ekinene.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Amin.
Malayika oyo, malayika Gabudyeri. Malayika Gabudyeri atambula n'ekitala ky'ekigambo kya Katonda. Yesu yebazibwe.
Amin.
Era kitegeeza nti singa butereevu aba amaze okuggyawo ekigambo kya Katonda mu nsi,
and we are told that if at all it takes out the word of God within the world,
nga tewakyali kubikkulirwa,
when there is no revelation, the elect people can kill themselves in different ways. Starting from the church. That's where there is also grabbing of things. Grabbing women for other people. Cars. Everyone start to survive by themselves. There comes something like a war, which can be appearing in the spirit and flesh.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let us repeat that verse in Revelation. Revelation chapter 6, verse 3.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akokubiri, ne mpulira ekiramu ekyokubiri nga kyogera nti jangu, n'evaayo embalaasi endala eya lukunyu. Era oyo eyali atuddeko n'aweebwa okuggyawo emirembe ku nsi, era battiŋŋane bokka na bokka, n'aweebwa ekitala ekinene.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That angel moves with the word of God, which we had in Hebrews chapter 4, from verse 12 up to 13. Angel Gabriel is the one who is concerned of revealing the word of God, having been led by the Holy Spirit. And if
at all
he is told to take out peace from earth, he just takes away revelation from earth. That means that even proverb is fulfilled, that without revelation, people of God perish. Hope you are getting well what I'm trying to show you. We may perhaps be having very many things to pray for. The one we think that we always want them.
Is some
not the daily food of the flesh. Yet we also do not understand it well. But the thing that can destroy this earth, and which has got all this problem we see under the sun, is the food of the spiritual food. Is the one that has brought all these problems to us. But when you look in Proverbs, the angel you have seen with the sword is the one who can take away peace from below the sun. Is the angel Gabriel, the one who is concerned about spreading the gospel through vision, trance, and dreams.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In our prayers, we pray for the things we need. We have to pray for the Holy Spirit to lead us, that we call angel Gabriel. And after that, we call the angel of counsel, that they may provide us with the word. And after that, they may provide us within the desires of the flesh. After, if it is not like that, you might also think our peace has been taken away. You see, everyone is having their own things they're after. Everyone is chasing after their own. And everyone is thinking about their own lives. Some others are like that and have never taken care of their lives. But now they have come a problem themselves. They work so much so that they can exist, but again they take a lot of alcohol, which harms their body. Others, you find them smoking. Others are in adultery. And indeed, there is no peace. But when a person is just getting perished, but who's sword?
And
this angel is concerned of the word of God. If at all he has been told to take away peace from earth,
it
just takes away revelation from people. Within that moment, everyone can read the Bible as they wish. And we have spent very many long periods when we are still within the same condition. And everyone could get their own revelation from the Bible. And still them. And you don't recognize. Now we have been in that situation for a long period, when there is no revelation of the word of God. And we have been in anger for a long period. All the books you have seen that they have printed, all we have been yearning, we wanted to eat. And they read the books of people and they lied to us that they went in heaven, of which he went through by the ropes. We could all read that and accept it. We have been trying all that because we are having anger. And very many people have died within that same anger. But the church never understood that first, what had brought all that problem to that extent. all riches had been taken away. All came from the word of God because of that anger. And even the thirsting. We reached an extent that everyone were yearning to get their own revelation to be taken to heaven. And from that they will get provision from heaven. Everyone that they need within this life. But we have found that they have all along been hard. But we never discovered whether the problem was coming from. But within the biblical journey, God went on to open for me what our problem is. It's one of the things that we should pray for in the things we need. That we get the revelation of the word of God. What is amazing? That we have the Bible. But if at all they take away the one who is supposed to reveal it, the Holy Spirit and the group of Gabriel, there we just go within tribulations and getting perished. Now from there, angels who have fallen come, and everyone is revealed of their own. We continue to be in wars. Because if at all you ask why are the religions fighting one another? And where do they take people? Everyone is saying they are going to heaven. But the problem is that the condition is not good at all.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But the problem has been at the angle of the word of God. One of the things that we need to pray for.
He
speaks in Proverbs 29, verse 18. Let us start from
15. Let us start from 15. Okay. Omuggo n'okunenya bireeta amagezi. Naye omwana gwe baleka awo akwasa nnyina ensonyi.
Tubadde Mukama atuvunaane ebbanga eriyise.
Oh, the Lord God has been judging us.
Era nga tumanya akyagenda mu maaso n'otuvunaana ebyenjawulo.
We see that he has been continuing even up to now.
Tubaddeko musalazi okwenenya.
We have been in prayers of repentance.
Naye gubadde mugo gwa Mukama.
But it has been the Lord of God.
N'okunenya.
And even his rebuke. And after that we have gotten wisdom. Now we are going to pray for things which are understood. Proverbs 29 verse
16. Naye abatuukirivu balitunuulira okugwa kwabwe. Buuliriranga omwana wo anaakuwanga okuwummula. Wewaawo anaasanyusanga emmeeme eyo. Awatali kwolesebwa abantu basuula okubikkulirwa. Nti awatali kwolesebwa abantu basuula okubikkulirwa.
Somere mu Luzungu.
Read in English. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraints, but happy is who keeps the law.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. That without revelation, people are destroyed.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But if at all those who have been revealed get the laws, they bring peace within the world.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now the other angel you heard, angel Gabriel, within Revelation chapter 6, verse 3 and 4, they were been telling us that if at all he takes away peace, he just take away the revelation of the word of God. Because he told Daniel that I've come to make you skillful within the words of God. It means that however much we have been yearning for very many
seasons,
we have been praying for things which are even beyond us. We desired very many things. cars, houses, all that we have been desiring. But yet God has been saying that I have not refused to give you those things. But you have another problem which is troubling you. You have hunger and the thirst of the word of God. That's why you have gotten all those problems you have there. For us, we just continue to pray for the problems. But problems are to be taken away. But when it has not been worked upon, because the great problem, we never took it away. You know, if I told you have been sick, you are having a skin condition, and you smear Vaseline within your skin, and you become nice. Yet the things which are making you sick are just within the blood. Within a few moments again you will come back with a lot of sickness. And you ask yourself where the problem is coming from. Until you reach the stem of that sickness, the sickness can be healed totally. Prayed for long, brethren. And yet the desires have been all along been increasing. But where did this come from? There is a hunger that is troubling us most of the word of God. And if at all it's taken away, and if at all they take the revelation of the word of God, all tribulations come upon us. Let us go back to Revelation to get well that word.
Revelation chapter
6 verse 4.
Nevayo embalasi endala eyalukonyo, era oyo eyali atuddeko n'aweebwa okuggyawo emirembe ku nsi, era batingane bokka na bokka n'aweebwa ekitala ekinene.
Yes, he was
that great sword. We have understood well that is the word of God. But if at all it's just taken away, just know troubles are going to come in all ways. I've told you that within politics there is no peace. There is no peace within the financial system. In the social relationship at the village, there is none. Because everyone is separated according to their own families. Because there is no word that is lighting for them. Now when it comes to the health system, now that one is at its worst extent. Even those within the church are so much sick, and even those outside the church are also sick. But when there is no equality within the hospital, and even those within the church, there is no equality. Because those who are having money is the only one to be prayed for. And you don't even get healed totally. When they heal this one, another sickness comes upon you. Because they don't heal from the other inside man or the spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So the problem we find ourselves with, that if I told the hunger of the word is upon us, all the things just think about them not to be aligned well, just know there is no peace from the church even up to outside. All things have to be destroyed. So one of the things that we need most is to clean first the first part of the spiritual food. To pray for the word of God and this revelation. From there we can be healed. Because we have heard that without revelation, people of God are always destroyed. But when we get revelation, we see the evil being taken away.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let us yearn to the Lord for our daily food of the Spirit. Not for us alone, even for the rest of the people who are within the entire world, as a nation that has been called to stand on their behalf. When we read in Daniel chapter 10, let us start from Daniel 9.
Daniel sura y'omwenda n'olunyi lwabiri mu lumu. Lugamba. Wewaawo bwe nali njogera mu kusaba, omusajja Gabulieri gwe nalaba mweyo binayolesebwa olubereberye, n'abusibwa mangu, n'ankomako nga mu kiseera ekya ssaddaaka ey'akawungeezi. N'anjikiriza, n'ayogera nange, n'agamba nti, "Gwe Danieri, kaakano onfulumye okugeziwaza mu kutegeera." Bw'asooka okwegayirira, ekiragiro ne kifuluma, nange nzize okukubuulira, kubanga oli mwagalwa nnyo, kale lowooza ekigambo ekyo otegeere biwayolesebwa.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nti oluvannyuma lw'okwegayirira,
that after making all the supplications,
kubanga Daniel yali amaze okuyingira mu kwegayirira,
because Daniel had already entered in repentance,
okwenenya,
of repenting,
nga bwe tubadde tujja tukola naffe,
as we have been doing all along,
naye ng'okwenenya kwonna,
but that repenting,
gwe yali asinga okwetaaga bamusindikire,
what he had been yearning to be sent to,
ye malayika Gabudiyeri,
is angel Gabudiyeri,
n'akulembeddwa omwoyo omutukuvu,
the one who has been led by the Holy Spirit,
asobole okubanga amutegeeza amubikkulira ebintu,
that may to reveal to him things,
kubanga amugambye nzize okugeziwaza mu kutegeera,
because he has been told that I've come to make you wise within understanding,
era ng'agamba okuva lwe yatandika okwewaayo eri Mukama,
and he told us that however much from the period he started giving himself to the Lord,
n'okwenenya,
and even repenting,
yafuuka mwagalwa eri Katonda,
he became a beloved before God,
era ayagala ategeere ekigambo ekyo,
and he wanted him to understand that word,
n'okutegeera okwolesebwa,
and even understanding the vision,
kale kitugezaako oba kituleeta kankano,
now what we are bringing as per now,
nti mwebyo bye tusinga okwetaaga,
that in all things we are yearning for,
twetaaga okwolesebwa kw'ekigambo kya Katonda,
we need the revelation of the word of God,
tusobole okuggyawo ennyonta,
that may take away the thirst, together with the hunger of the word of God, because we have seen that it brings a lot of problems, and all the problems you see within the church in the entire world, even outside the church, all came from the thirst and the hunger of the word of God, and everything that you fall into as a problem, or you found it in the church or outside, you just found it by not having the word of God.
If at all
you had that word of God and you were satisfied, and you never had any thirst, you would have best from wherever you have been, and ask God and you will be revealed. You wouldn't fail within the hands of the evil. But the thing as to why you fall into the hands of the evil, you had a thirst and even anger. And now it was worse. That's why they gave you each and everything and used to take it. Even eating you just took and you never questioned. You never asked. You just only asked after getting problems. And you said, "Which kind of food did I give me? And which kind of prayer was I given?" So problems came from that issue. According to Daniel chapter 10,
verse
18, starting from 18 up to
21.
Daniel chapter 10 verse 18.
Yaringe chifanani chomuntu nalioka ankomako nate oyunampa amanyi. Nayogera nti, "Gwe omusajja omwagalwa ennyo, totya, emirembe gibeere gy'oli, beera n'amaanyi, weewaawo beera n'amaanyi." Awo bwe yayogera nange ne mpeebwa amaanyi, ne njogera nti, "Mukama wange ayogere, kubanga ompadde amaanyi." N'alyoka ayogera nti, "Omanyi kyenvudde nzija gy'oli?" Ne kaakano n'addayo okulwana n'omulangira w'Operusi. Era bwe ndivaayo, laba, omulangira w'e Buyonaani alijja. Naye n'akubuulira ebyawandiikibwa mu byawandiikibwa eby'amazima. So si wali ali ku luyi lwange okulwanyisa abo, wabula Mikayiri omulangira wammwe.
Yes,
yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
We know that it was Gabudiyeri speaking to us.
Naye nga yamugamba.
But he told him that already wars were going within the spiritual realm. That's why we have been having the prayer of those two types. We have been repenting to the Holy Spirit on Tuesday. And we have been a prayer of warfare on Wednesday.
y'okwenenya y'okuweebwa yalina kubaayo ku lunaku olwokuna
and the prayer to be given had to be there on Thursday
naye mukama n'atereezaamu
but the Lord aligned it well
ng'alaba ebya family tebiteredde bulungi
after having seen that the family issues were not all that well
n'asooka atusomesa ebya family
and he first taught us things of the family
era ku lunaku olwokutaano tubadde twenenyeza mukama waffe
yesu and on Friday we have been repenting to our Lord Jesus Christ
ku Sunday twenenyeza kitaffe
on the Sunday we repent to the father
wabula ebyonna akyabiwuliriza
but all that is just listening to
ayagala tutegeeze tunasaba tutya okuweebwa
he wants us to understand how we can pray so that we can be given praise Jesus
kakati tetuvudde tuyite eno wetuti
that's why we are passed this way
naye nga Gabudeeri amugambye
but Gabudeeri has told him
kakano nakutegeeze ebyawandiikobyawandiikobyo bituko
I will make you understand what is noted within the holy scriptures
yes
praise Jesus
naye namugamba nti waliyo gwendeseyo mu lutalo nga yagenda maaso
and he said that I've left someone within the spiritual realm going on fight
tegeeza ati ndi newankubadde tunaba
It means that however much we are going to pray to be given, at the end we shall leave the prayer of warfare.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We ask to be given here, and at the end we leave the war continuing on. But the problem which is even up to now, there has been no revelation. And according to how the hospital was starting within Daniel
9,
he had started on revealing the Holy Scriptures. That's why he was able to stand within the kingdom of the beast, or which is called the kingdom of Babylon, of which it involved people who left God long time ago. But Daniel continued to live with the Holy Spirit that was revealing words within them, and even attracted the angels to come and serve together with him, just as we have begun today. And we know that we are putting up a strong connection between us, between us and the heavens, that we might work with them this job. Daniel chapter 9 verse 1. We are told these words.
Daniel sura ya mwenda n'olunyirusoka. Mu mwaka ogw'olubereberye ogwa Daliyo, omwana wa Akaswero, ow'ezzadde ly'Abameedi eyali obwakabaka bw'Abakaludaaya. Mu mwaka ogw'olubereberye mu mirembe gye nze Danieli ebitabo ne bintegeeza omuwendo gw'emyaka Yeremiya nnabbi gye yaggirwako ekigambo kya Mukama okutuukiriza Yerusaalemi okuzika gy'emyaka ensanvu
yagenda mu bitabo n'atandika osoma
he went through books and started reading
abaako ebintu byabikulibwa
and some things were revealed to him
ebbanga lyonna tubadde kukyo
that for all this period we have been on this
naye banne baali sibaliko
but many people of his were not on the same thing
bino byebirenjala ate weyabeerawo nnyo ekigambo
this is the season when they got a real hunger of the word of God. They were in captivity being reigned over by King Nebuchadnezzar. And so even they never got revelation within that moment. Many sorcerers were there. And they were like the wise by that period. They were the doctors of the Babylon. Just as we see today. Now within those
systems,
they used to see them as people who are working. They knew that they were the people who are having the Spirit of God. But they never had the Spirit of God. They just had the Spirit of the devil. And the revelation of the things of God were little. Because we remember when Nebuchadnezzar was brought in a vision. But when he couldn't even recall it. But now he was on tension. And he said that I saw something within a vision, but I don't recall it. And they called all the sorceries and the mediums. They just only requested for time so that they can lie him well. Now revelation continued. But they could not interpret the revelation of God. Praise Jesus. But he said that Daniel had the Spirit of God.
He's
the one who continued to reveal those words. That's why we again welcome the Holy Spirit that may lead the group of angel Gabriel that they may continue to reveal to us the word of God.
Because
If at all that thirst is taken away, everything that has been troubling on earth will be taken away.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that the spirit of slumber, if at all, is prevailing. That we can even read and you say, I don't even understand it. Let us read here in Isaiah.
Isaiah sura ya 2 mwenda.
Tulanisena nyoro mwenda.
Isaiah sura ya 2 mwenda nolinyirwa mwenda.
Isaiah 29 verse 9.
Mulindirire mwewunye. Mwesimire ddala muziba amaaso. Batamidde nesina mwenge. Batagata nesina kitamiiza. Kubanga Mukama afuse kumwe omwoyo ogw'otulo otungi. Era azibye amaaso gammwe. Bannabbi n'emitwe gyammwe. Abalaguzi agibisseeko. N'okwolesebwa kwonna kufuuse gye muli ng'ebigambo eby'omu kitabo ekissibbwako akabonero. Abantu kye bawa omuntu ayigirizibwa nga boogera nti soma kino nkwegayiridde, nayogera nti siyinza kubanga kissibbwako akabonero.
Gwe tugamba okutusomere.
The one we tell us to read.
Yasoma Bible College.
He read through the Bible College.
Naye ebiri mu Bible tabiteke.
But what is in the Bible doesn't understand them.
Omugamba kulyakusatu.
You tell about the third heaven. And he said they don't exist. That even if they open the word, they go by when they have not understood what they have read. Because the other spirit of sleep has just only revealed the things of finance. You ask them about the cherubim and they say, you are talking about the cherubim angels. They were in Babylon and they were chased away. Is what the elder people are speaking. One of the man is on Kingdom FM. And they ask him where the cherubims are and where the garden of God is. And he said that it's in Iraq. It was in Iraq. And the cherubim angels were chased away. They also sinned and God chased them out. He was live on air, Kingdom FM. And you see indeed that there is a problem within this world. The problem of the hang of the word of God. There is no revelation, brethren. And all the things you see here. Now they are even amazed about that gospel, because when they come to see them, they might even just finance or money. All the situation they have been, they have not been having any revelation. You just tell you, take that power. And how do you take power? He has just told you take power. Just take and take. From there you just follow with it. You don't know what you have taken. You don't know what you have welcomed. Remember, even the one who is reading does not understand. Now this word of praying to be given. Indeed, we first have to pray to be given the word of the Spirit, and which is revealed where there is revelation within it. Because we have been troubled for so much. Praise Jesus. They give to him who are going through the Bible College and tells them, I don't know how to read. Just ask them, to which number is the heavens?
Heaven?
Don't you see it? When they just read the Bible, they tell you that in the beginning God created the earth and the sky. And he just read and understand, rather, and accept it.
Sky.
What is sky? In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. Is what we should be there. But you find the one who has gone through the Bible College and they read instead another one. and accept it.
We have been
with that problem.
You say
man making you line up for miracles.
But when
they have never read Matthew 10 and
6,
verse 7 up to
8,
go preach the kingdom of God. You raise up the dead. You heal the sick. You are freely being given. Freely you should give. But they make you line up. And even you too, you just lie. The one who is leading you does not understand well. And is blind. Even you too, you are like him. That is Matthew
23.
The blind leading other blinds. Now the blind are proud. When you find a blind who is proud, you get problems. Because however much you tell him, there's a hole there. He continues to say, I'm seeing where we are going. But when he's blind, he doesn't see. When you tell the blind they are going to knock the wall, he tells you, I'm seeing it. And you are telling the blind, how are you seeing the wall? I'm feeling it, I see it. After having knocked the head, they realize it. That's where the problem is. We are told in the next verse.
Ne bamuwa ekitabo oyo atayigirizibwa nga boogera nti soma kino nkwegayiridde n'ayogera nti siyigirizibwanga Mukama n'ayogera nti kubanga abantu bano bansemberera ne banzisaamu ekitiibwa kya ku kamwa kaabwe era kya ku mimwa gyabwe naye omutima gwabwe baguntadde wala n'okutya kwabwe kiragiro ky'abantu kye bayigirizibwa.
We only fear within the commands of people that do not touch the one who God anointed. But you have even never read about it and you even don't know where it is. How many know where it is written in truth? But does it read like that? Was it written that do not touch the anointed one?
But
does not say the one who he anointed. But he
says
rather the one who he anointed.
So
not only one. But when you don't understand, they just teach you this. That way. And you fear them instead. And however much you see them going in the wrong way, you cannot speak about it. Because even when he curses you, you can even thank God. Thanks God he cursed me, but now God should forgive me. You even don't have to speak if against him. You just have to go and thank God. I thank God because of your servant to curse me. Now we shouldn't speak about the one he anointed. I thank God because he cursed me. But God, I request that he forgives me. Now the church is having a problem. The Bible has told us that if at all this anger exists, there is going around the hills and going
about
the valleys when you
have
been troubled. And here comes the words which are in verse 15. Isaiah 29 verse 15.
Ziba sanza abo abakenyo wansi okweka mukama okutesa kwabwe. N'emirimu gyabwe giri mu kizikiza. Ne boogera nti ani atulaba era ani atumanyi. Muvuunikira ddala ebintu.
Bagende eyo.
They go there.
Ne bavuunikira ebintu wansi mu nnyanja.
And twist things upside down within the sea.
Ne banyola ekigambo kya Katonda.
They twist the word of God.
Era tujja kulaba n'okutuulamu n'okwongeramu.
And we shall see even the subtraction and even the addition.
A stranger and on anyone to Maroku Bao.
If I told this anger and thirst to exist,
we could have would
just do like this. If I told famine raise up within the world, it means that even the food which is released is not on its standard. They have to fake it out. Now what they do? The devil realized that there is no food of the word of God. And people are thirsty and they really need. What he does, he calls the next neighbors of his, the friends, the first prophets and apostles, and they just sit within the lake or the sea, and they are trained to twist the word of God, even subtraction and even
adding
it. And then from there we shall continue into further tribulation. I'll post that word today from there. And we hold on to another word that we need as we are praying. We need fleshly food. We have to pray for this at the same moment as we pray. The food of the body. We have been seeing the food of the Spirit. From where we have ended is where we are going to begin from. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
But you have seen where it is heading. If at all there is anger and thirst of the word of God, and there is no revelation, people of God are destroyed, as we have heard. But what of the things we are going to pray first for? As we have repented within the past season, that the Lord pours upon His Spirit upon us to reveal His words. And within the same moment, we should also request for the angel Gabriel, who is concerned about the visions, even dreams, that may continue to reveal the word of God. Not only we who are in this place, but even all those who are yearning for God within the entire world. Because we know a nation that is standing before on behalf of other nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the hunger of the flesh, our needs are very much. But we are going also to touch about it. And we pray for it. According to 1 Timothy chapter 6. Starting from verse 7.
Timotheo ekisoke sura y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7.
Kubanga tetwaleta kintu mu nsi, kubanga era tetuyinza kujja mu kintu. Naye bwetuba n'emmere n'ebyokwambala, ebyo binaatumalanga. Naye abaagala okugaggawala bagwa mu kukemebwa ne mutego n'okwegomba okungi okw'obusirusiru okwonoona okunnyika abantu mu kubula n'okuzikirira. Kubanga okwagala ensimbi ky'ekikolo ky'ebibi byonna. Waliwo abantu abayaayaanira ebyo ne bakyamizibwa okuva mu kukkiriza ne beefumitira ddala n'ennaku ennyingi.
Ekisingamu byonna,
what is most of all,
mu bintu nga bugenda osaabye weetaaga mu nsi muno,
as we are going to pray for things you need within this world,
okumanya nti wewali ojja tewaleeta kinnakimu.
You should know that you never brought anything into the world.
N'omubiri gwennyini si gwe waguleeta.
Even the body is not you brought it. You just found it here. And you leave it here. We are speaking about the fleshly body of blood and flesh. And we should not take even a little of it. We should not take it out. Or we should not take anything.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What we should know, that we are going to pray all we need in this life. But we should not lay our hearts upon them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's where God bases, so that He cannot give you things of the flesh. Because you just dip your hearts and get a lot of sorrows. Because sometimes you don't get as you wish. And from that can even be taken away from faith. From here there is a problem to be given things we need. But when we get things of eat and of clothing, there should be enough for us. The thing of the flesh, the food of the flesh, And even the clothing is a broad word. Does not even just end of the physical food. Some the people who eat on your body are vermin.
Or
many of the body parts eat. There's eyes. What does it eat? They want to watch television. We want to see nice clothing. When you are off. Wearing a watch. You just only thought of the physical food. They even ears. They also eat. They want to listen from music and news. And if at all within a house and there is no radio. Lord. Our neighbors are listening to music. But I even don't listen to it at all. Now that word is broad concerning things to be eaten. Even it enters into marriage and families. Eyes want to see the children are produced. Very many things are its food. However much I've only been thinking about the stomach. But if I thought you just put things there and they're just eating. And eyes do not get their own and the ears. There's another problem which again arises. Now within the past seasons, they never brought enough the revelation of the things to be eaten. Even
it
enters the things of the family and you get destroyed. When you speak about the marriage dining, you might stumble from there. Now if I thought you have been thinking in a narrow way, we are
building
it and you want to sit in this place. Now the things to wear, you only thought about this clothing. But can you sleep outside? Then the body is not well clothed. You also need a house. You only think about where you're
going.
If at all you don't have any shelter, you enter. How much you are smart and you are dressed well. And the sun is eating you from outside and the rain storming you from outside. From there again you start complaining that the Lord within this world they are the only one not having a house. Within the past season, the revelation of this word was not given to us. It was too narrow. It was too weak. And it weakened very many
against.
And even most of them fell. And many stumbled about this word. And they said, Lord is not that. Why did he just tell us to eat only the food that should be enough for us? And when he realized that we also want to sleep, where do we sleep? Because even the foxes have where to sleep. In the caves have even the birds have their
nest.
But a son of man. These words are too broad. And we used to pray things we don't understand. Even the one who used to pray for things to be eaten and clothing never realized what to be. That's why when you are given only food, he remained complaining, claiming God has not given him a
plan.
They were not enough for you. It was impossible. It's stumbled very many. And it made very many not to enter salvation. Because some claimed that if it is like that, salvation is too hard. And most of the pastors and even the evangelists, they troubled so much their colleagues. They got somewhere where they should reside them at the gatherings. And even gave them some clothing. And they read them the scripture. That if at all you get something to drink and eat and the clothing, they're enough for you. And you just sleep there for years. But remember, you have the contention within you. What is happening to me, God? I'm not supposed to get married. Should I be here? And they were filled with a lot of
sorrow.
And for them, they continue just read for you. And they read for you 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. Especially 8. But when it has not been broadened and there is no revelation in it, now there you could get a lot of sorrow. And most of the time you couldn't even get concerned whether you are dressed or not. But just a little moment came to pass. And from there again you started contending with God, Lord, what's wrong with me? I'm the one who always walk barefooted. We just again came out to contend with God because we never understood. But we have to get the revelation of this word. If at all these two words are revealed, we get the spiritual food and the fleshly food. Those two words, when they are well, a person is supposed to go to heaven. But the past season, it has not been simple. As a church has been in a great problem. Let me tell you, they can even read for you for very many years and you even feel like it should be read to you again. Just reading 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 8. That scripture has tormented me a lot. I don't even want to listen from it. When they have turned your faith now. And when you spend 3 years within the same condition, you just get a corner where you should sit. And you think about your sorrows and you get dipped within it. But when you are meditating about the same scripture, it's like God has put you within a high level of captivity. But when it wasn't like that, it's not God who has imprisoned you to have no revelation. It is to have no revelation that is the one that tormented you. And we know that if at all you are going to pray for
such things,
there is even the angel of counsel that is supposed to is concerned of the things. The one that we are going to study about it within the same process. As the angel Gabriel works about the spiritual food, there is the angel of counsel that works on the physical things and needs. But we are so much troubled. I may not have been troubled as you were troubled in flesh. But in spirit I pass the same way. Because I saw all the people within the same things. But what I troubled them is not to have revelation. And they passed through a lot of problems. They got that hunger of spirit and flesh. But we are warned within James chapter 4. We are told this.
James chapter 4 verse 1. Entalo zivawa nokulwana kuvawa mumwe.
Tulabye ku ntalo makanisa ne wabweru wayo.
We have seen very many wars outside the church and within the church. But they are asking, where do they come from? We have seen about grabbing of people's plots of land. We have been hearing about fasting for them. We have been hearing about fasting for your good clothing. There are those who are fasting for other people's cars. We have seen people who have touched them and prayed for them that they are
theirs.
We have seen people who have claimed to that they gather soil and claim it's their land. When the born agains have become sorcerers. But where does it come from? Let us hear.
Tuli mu Yakobo essuula ey'okuna n'olunyo olusooka.
James chapter 4 verse 1.
Entalo zivaawa n'okulwana kuvaawa mu mmwe. Si muno mu kwegomba kwammwe okulwana mu bitundu byammwe. Mwegomba so temulina. Mutta era mwegomba.
Era waliwo okutta okw'ekitalo.
There is too much killing of people.
Mukama basansaje mu makubo musanvu. Mubasabire saa.
And you have been praying for them.
Mukama basasanye
makubo musanvu. Within seven ways.
Wagamba
bali
kunganya tulitwala.
That they will gather and for us we shall take.
Okusinira mu kipimo kya malaika wo kupima. Mwebyo byosabire.
According to the measure of the angel of measurements. Should you pray like that?
Tulabye bintu wasi wenju ba.
We have seen things under the sun.
Erange kanisa elimu kubona abona nerande kakano.
And the church has been trouble even up to now.
Lwa kubura kubikulira mbi betaga.
For having no revelation of the things they need.
Enga tusobola okusaba mukama natuwa bitwetaga.
But we can pray to the Lord and he gives us the things we yearn for.
Wabula twabula okubikulirwa.
But we just lacked revelation.
Abonya.
And from there we just entered trouble.
Kulyo katulwane ntalo.
And from there we fought wars.
Sumana abayingisa mu ntalo zonyaga ekyalo kino.
Even the pastor entered you into wars of fighting for the village.
Tambula.
And you walk around the village, we are grabbing it. And from there you get a lot of
wars.
You are grabbing, yet also the others want the same piece of land. God is saying, according to Acts 17, from
19
up to
25,
that he created from one. And he created very many people. And there he separated different boundaries where they have to dwell. That everyone should do best from the dwellings where they have been placed. That may look for God. That
you
should grope for him. However much is not far away from one of us. Because within him we walk and we live. That before you grab those words, sometimes the angel of counsel is saying that those people are being placed there so that they can look for God. And for you, again, you are just grabbing them. And from there, you should choose false scriptures. That the Lord said that wherever we shall step, we shall take. But when you are a great thief, because that scripture does not say everywhere, because it even put boundaries. Let us see some of those boundaries. We shall come back. We are in Joshua chapter 1.
Yoshua esula esoka n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Joshua chapter 1 verse 1.
Olwatuuka Musa omuweereza wa Mukama bwe yamala okufa. Mukama n'agamba Yoshua omwana wa Nuuni omuweereza wa Musa ng'ayogera nti Musa omuweereza wange afudde. Kale kaakano golokoka osomoke omugga guno Yoludaani ggwe. N'abantu bano bonna muyingire ensi gye mbawa bo abaana ba Isirayiri. Buli kifo kye mulirinnyamu ekigere kyammwe nkibawadde mmwe nga bwe nagamba Musa okuva mu ddungu.
Then you
start putting up boundaries.
Bwe munaalinnyanga watuufu.
Wherever you step, it is true. That's where you should step.
Si wonna wonna.
But not everywhere.
Wabula yabalaga ensalosalo kwe balina.
But he showed to them boundaries where they have to end.
Okuva mu ddungu.
From the desert.
Yesu esula esooka olunyi olwokuna. Okuva mu ddungu n'olusozi luno Lebanooni okutuuka ku mugga omunene gwe mugga Fulaati.
Kaakati laba ekizibu.
Now you see the problem.
Bagambye okuva mu ddungu.
They have been told from wilderness.
Okutuuka ku mugga omunene.
Up to the great river.
Kaakati n'ennyanja nayo munda muli munda mu bizibu munda ebyo. N'otankula ebizibu bingi.
Now even deep there you just again heap up your own problems. That you even want to eat the sea. Even up to this mountain. You even claim the mountain. Because where you step is where you shall eat. Have you been told to claim even mountains?
Don't you
think that is above
you? Now you have put
yourself within a thorn bush. You are within great problems. Joshua chapter 1 verse 4.
Ensi yonna eyabakiiti era okutuuka ku nnyanja ennene ku luuyi olw'ebugwanjuba we wali ensalo yammwe
n'abateekerawo ki
ensalo territories
era tebaava buvi eno nga byomu bagenda bawamba
buwambabasumba
tebamalayo olunyiyi kati gwe n'olyoka no
Wherever we step, we shall eat of it. Now you have even made voices, you are like these strange people. You are roaring like Ryan. And now you pick up leaves. And you claim I've bought the land by faith. Using a leaf. Now after that, you have bought it with the
lake.
Now from there again, you go to pray for evil against that
person.
The person who has bought, you don't have to convict them. Now when
I
have bought something from them, they just have to give it to you freely.
After
having bought it with the leaf, now they are mixed up. Just like as the sorcerers tell you, do this. Just get a and bathe it within the junctions. Now you buy it with a leaf. Then after that, within
the
year, you call a person and say, I bought your land. You have to give me your land. May the Lord convict you. But which Lord? I've seen your hand. We also gathered they gathered land from different corners. When a person was going to buy that land or plot of land, they should get something like a pastor. And we used to go with person bags. A bag of women. From the other extreme corner, you gather soil from there. Even the other corner, you also gather. And even the other. For all the four corners of the plot of land, you gather some soil. And you take that soil and you fast.
No, Roka.
That you have to buy that land by faith. If at all they refused, and you say God is not pleased, yet your charm has not been to a great extent.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. But indeed, those ways. You know things of the sorceries. How can you just gather somebody's soil? They did very many things, but the Lord may the Lord forgive us. We are going to pray for things we need. But when they have been revealed to us well, we shall not again see some wars like these. But if at all they find you gathering soil for someone, or you go there and fast for it, you know Ahab went on to go and admire Naboth's vine. After that, he requested from Naboth, and Naboth refused. And Jezebel found Ahab very sorrowful and never ate food. And he told him, you shouldn't get into fasting, you should eat food. I'm going to give you that land. What she did is proclaim a fasting. But that fasting involved to kill Naboth. And they proclaimed fasting within the entire country. And they gave Naboth a different high place. And they put against him false prophets. They just raised at once as if they are
there.
That's how he speaks the Lord of hosts. You scorned God and blasphemed the king. And you should be killed. Let him be killed. From there, Naboth was got and stoned. And he was killed. And from there, when Ahab went, Jezebel told him, go and get the land, because Naboth was already dead. But God met Elijah and told him, you should go and meet him, because he's at that place. He has killed and grabbed. And he prophesied about how Jezebel was going to die because of that body she was working through.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But very many things we have been doing in different evil ways. We have bewitched ourselves within the church and even those outside. We have bewitched them. That if at all you see your brother prospering financially, there you should go back in a prayer and do him evil prayers. Lord, these people are just exalting themselves. But today, and when he comes, also he's just proud. He's, you have never given yourselves to God. And then he does a lot of madness to you, and also go back into prayer to pray against him. That's how we used to be. Now the pastor, he could find out people who are intercessors to him. Those who could sit around the altar to pull blessings and even protect him. Now all the demons that all people could pray that he could grab from, they could reach those people who are intercessors to him. Because they could see them as their strong walls standing. Now from there, demons just come direct to the intercessors. That's why they don't prosper. They become problems. And they have hard hearts. Because they are filled with very many demons, which are sent to the pastor. Because the pastor is always grabbing people and they go to pray for him.
Now him.
If I told they have demons, they just end up by you interceding on his behalf. Every time you are like you have a problem, something is ever upon you, they just go for fasting for the pastor. Even when he has committed adultery, it's you is in a
problem.
And from there you should
pray.
Now from there God can
strengthen
you. Now do things, brethren. If at all you have not understood them, you still have a problem. But the good thing is like God is revealing them right now. But intercessors could always be in beatings. Because pastors do a lot of evils. And they are not ready to repent and rather place up those people. And even sometimes intercessors have been fighting with God. And they have been claiming striking Satan who has been attacking the pastor. And instead they have been fighting with God. And sometimes others get to die. Because they have been fighting with what they don't know. The Lord is warning them, and for them they are claiming to go and strike down that devil, not allowing that even the pastor can commit some evil things. But we have heard about the evils of the prophets and pastors and the priests.
Yes, we have a zibu.
Praise Jesus. So, brethren, in the prayer, in the words of prayer to be given, we want to realign and take away the famine of two types. We have heard about the hunger of the word of God and the thirst. And if there is no revelation, people get destroyed. Even the angel is sent to do that work. When it just takes away revelation, he has brought problem into the world. Let us go back in James. James chapter 4 verse 2.
Yakobo esula yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri. Mwegomba so temulina, mutta era mwegomba so temuyinza kufuna, mulwana era mutabaala, temulina kubanga temusaba.
Ye Mukama kivaamu byonna agamba,
the Lord when it comes to the aid, he said you have not prayed. Because you have prayed through wars in harmful disasters and desires. And in the end he says that your prayer has been in vain. And there is no salvation within that prayer.
He
just calculated as people who have not prayed at all.
It's
you of old people who don't even take the laws of God and you have been praying together. And you just fulfill that commandment upon you. That the prayer of those who don't lay the commandments of God is abominable to the Lord. Now we see how you join such prayers. And even there comes a lot of captivity. We used to gather up our chains and shake with the people who are evil, and we make up a chain up to the other place, even the, for the evils. And now all the prayers are being joined to be evil before the Lord. That trick it's the devil brought in.
Chain
prayer. You should pray, you prayed all together with the evil. Everyone is holding the hand of the other. And for you, you thought you had joined power.
But
the Lord does not need a lot of strength in prayer. Did Elijah also involve fleshly power? To whom did they join up in their chains to establish what existed? Because he speaks, because they have faith, which comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Some of the things we do, my brother, that you are holding up a chain, whom do you hold up a chain with? From there you are just been tormented by demons. For another person who would have come with the demons,
or your pastor,
that's the pastor
or
your prophet. And
they have
been told that if I told you, I'll wire them with demons. You should make them chain up. It is the angels, rather the intercessors with the pastor, and from the intercessors the gathering also get joined to them. From there you are filled with demons. It is a trick that was good to trouble people. And however much when you went that you were an intercessor through the word of God, you could be stricken down through that system. And from that moment you just realize yourself getting away from the word of God. You start praying like them. You walk around all the villages. You go on bleaching the village. Let us wind up here.
Turi mu Yakobo, esule yokuna n'olunyiriri lwa kusatu.
James chapter 4 verse 3.
Musaba ne mutaweebwa kubanga musaba bubi. mulyoke mubikoze okwegomba kwammwe. What used to happen there?
Motoka gyosaba olina okugenda mukyalo balagenga gwe Katonda.
The car you pray for, you could go to the village and prove that your God is working.
Ennyumba giwazimbanga,
even the house you used to build, you want to show that is Jesus has arisen for you. Now Jesus said that you should use so houses that I'm the one there. Am I that house? That is just a thing to be added
on
to you. Just explain to people that you are just search out the kingdom of God in this way. And now God has added me the thing. But the way we used to show others. If at all you see a village putting on my suit and you claim that's how God has risen for you, He has dressed me well. Indeed, He dresses for you, but that's not how He raises up for you. And you bring people where you are built. I think you see my Jesus. How about the sorcerers? Who gives them? You should also claim that their buildings, that's how Jesus has risen for them.
Things
have been twisted, brethren. And that's why we always pray, but the Lord does not answer. And those who get, they get them from high troubles. After having fasted and sowing. And from sometimes God realizes you have been troubled so much. And even others, demons used to give them. Because each and everything that God gives you has a voice behind it. We shall see in the very many things you got whether there was a voice of God. Because every miracle He said, He told Moses. That if at all they don't listen to the voice of that miracle, they will listen to the voice of the next miracle. Now I want you to tell me, for all the miracles you got, did you hear any voice of the Lord telling you something? Or you just got? Even when you have just produced a child, they tell you to name them after a certain name and they explain to you. They just not give you a child anyhow. Whatever He gives you, He gives you the voice behind it. And
tells how you
should. Even Job was told that he was going to be rewarded twice. But first go and pray for your brother, and even you too should pray for yourself. There is a voice on things that He gives you, and sometimes if at all you never heard, we are continuing so that you can listen. Praise Jesus. I'm not going to go any further from here, but according to Revelation chapter 6 verse 4 and 5 Revelation chapter 6 verse 4. Nevayo embalasi endala eya lukunyo. Era oyo yali atuddeko n'aweebwa okuggyawo emirembe ku nsi. Era battingane bokka na bokka n'aweebwa ekitala ekinene. Bwe yabembula akabonero akokusatu, ne mpulira ekiramu ekyokusatu nga kyogera nti jangu. Ne ndaba, era laba, embalasi enzirugavu, n'eyali atuddeko ng'alina ekigera mu mukono gwe. Ne mpulira ng'eddoboozi wakati w'ebiramu ebina nga lyogera nti eky'eŋŋaano kya dinaali, n'ebiyi bisatu ebya sayiri bya dinaali. Amafuta n'omwenge soto byonoona.
Ono ya malaika apime ebitwetaaga.
That is the angel who measures things we need.
Era ng'amanya ebinono ebiseera bya buli kintu.
And he know the times and season of each and everything.
Batambulira ku ndogo eziba nzirugavu.
They move by the black horses.
Bamanya ebinono ebiseera.
They know times and seasons.
Bamanya ebipimo bya buli kintu kye wetaaga.
They know all the measurements of the things you need.
Mu biro byabyo.
In their times.
Wano wewali ekyawandiikibwa.
That's where there is a scripture here.
Nti Mukama atalwa ate tayanguwa.
That the Lord does not delay, never does it
come early.
Ayita mbano ba malaika otukiriza ekigambe.
But he passes through these angels to fulfill that word.
Osobola n'okubabuuza kiki weetaaga.
You even ask them what you need.
Bajja kutuma Gabriel wa information.
They will send Gabriel of information.
Bakugambe akatte weetaaga kasisira
weetaaga nyumba. And they will tell you you don't need a tent.
Weetaaga nyumba yaddala.
But you really need a strong house.
Bwoba oli muzigo osobola okubabuuza myaka emeka gy'ogenda maramu ba myezi.
If at all you are still renting within a room, they will tell you, ask them, for how long will you be in that same room? But this only exists after the other spiritual food has been eaten. After
having the spiritual
food. And when there is lies no hunger for it again. Because when you get the spiritual food, you should base on that to pray for the things you need in this life. John 14:7. If at all you are within me and my word is still within you, pray for anything and to be given. From here we shall get good preparations. But there's even an angel that we can ask. How many children should we bear? How many do you
have?
And he tells you, and he tells perhaps you first give you two, and then after serving for me for some years, then I will give you another.
Now, they
are living, how should they be according to the age of counsel? But all the time we could just move anyhow. The one who lead all this is the Holy Spirit. We heard that we don't know how to pray as we
suppose,
but the Spirit bears our weakness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And we shall continue to search out the things of our needs, how they can be finished. And so that we can be like in Acts chapter 4. The Bible says that everyone had their own, that no one desired any other thing. Even Deuteronomy 14, even at 15. The Bible says that there will be no poor amongst you. But there are certain criteria they gave us that we have to follow, as the tithe and offerings, which had to make us rich. And how can we use them to make ourselves rich? They had opened it as a bank that had to help the church. God himself is the one who introduced it when he was in need to help those who were in need of the church. That there is no poor within his church. Let me prove to you the truth is like this. In the church there should be no one poor. Have you understood? I'm still just speaking it, but the poor should be outside within the world. After reading all the scriptures, they will also give us criteria of taking out poverty within the church. Not just making them to pray that poverty should get out of them.
No.
Just to follow as God told you. You know, some scriptures you may not have studied there, but God laid it upon well upon his church. And even that one who could have been poor just reaches there and become rich. It amazed me that in the church all people in it has been rich. But the first riches is the spiritual richness, that you have the things of heaven. From here you will be rich. If at all you have failed the things of heaven, even the things of the flesh will fail from you and will not exist here. You cannot be in the gospel of the truth. But if at all you have aligned up well, I prove that the word of God is living.
You will fulfill
Deuteronomy 15. If at all you wish, you can go back and read about it. There's a preparation they prepared for us. And he said that within our midst there will be no poor. We should Let us wait for it tomorrow. May the Lord bless you. Raise up on your feet. And we make him understand what thing we need. And through the prayer. He spoke in
a,
that things concerning the works of his hands, we should command him. And concerning his children, we should request him. Let us join up through prayer as we have first understood. That we should continue to make him understand some things.
Oyogera nti wali bawe njala ne nyota si yakulya mmere si yakunywa mazzi wabula yakuwulira kigambo kyo sibo kitaffe omuyinza w'ebintu byonna tukwebaza mu kaseera kano kubanga ogambye nti abantu ekiseera ekyo basobola ottambula ensozi n'ebiwonvu nga banoonya ebyokulya era nga banoonya ekigambo kyo naye tebalikiraba era nti batambula olukalu n'ennyanja era n'oyogera sibo katonda ffe omuyinza ebintu byonna ekigambo kino bwe kibulawo wabaawo okuggibwako emirembe okusiza ebikulemu ku bikubisibulo y'omukaaga onywa olwokubiri onywa olwokusatu n'olwokuna oyogera ku malayika gabudyeri atambulira ku ndogoyi emyufu omugambo okuggyawo emirembe era naawe bw'ekitala ky'ekigambo kyo nga bwe kiri mwebulani esuula eri ey'ekumi n'ebbiri ey'okunoonya ow'ekumi n'ebbiri paka kumi na nnya oyogera nti sibo katonda afumiza ebintu byonna ng'omutumye naye ng'ogamba ekigambo kyo kitala kyabe ekiwubiri kikozi era kyawula amagumba obusomyo n'okufumitiza omwoyo n'obulamu sibo katonda afumwesi era ebintu byonna bebiriku eri wetuleetera ebigambo byaffe n'oyogera nti malayika aleeta okubikulibwa okusinzira mu daniyeri esuula ey'omwenda olunyiri luli olwabiri mu olumu sibo katonda afumwesibwa n'okukkiri omutuma okutegeeza ebyawandikwa ebyawandikwa ebitukuvu nga bwe kiri mu daniyeri esuula ey'ekkumi olunyi olutandika olw'ekkumi n'omwenda paka abiri mu lumu naye kankano mukama era nga daniyeri mu biro ebyo yalimu omwoyo wo n'agera okusiza mu daniyeri esuula ey'omwenda onywa olusooka n'olwokubiri n'agabira mu kitabo kyo n'ayongera okubikulirwa n'alyoka awo n'okuzikirira kwoyogeddeko aye katonda ffe omwesigwa esuula ey'abiri mu omwenda onywa olw'ekkumi n'omwenda tewawula ali kubikulirwa abantu webazikirira si bwe waabaawo okuzikirira era ebyomwoyo byatabanguka kubanga abantu bwe tetwabikulirwa nga kigambo kyo twabeera n'enyaya n'ennyota era twayambuka ku nsozi ne mu biwonvu okunoonya emmere ey'omwoyo okusobola okulya tukute tubeere abalamu mukama yatubula kubanga tewaaliwo okubikulirwa era tewaaliwo omwoyo wo tumaze ebiro ebiyise sibo katonda ffe omwesigwa nga twenenya era twenenyeza omwoyo ku lunaku luno olw'okubiri ennaku eziyise emabega nga tumwenenyeza olw'obutali butuukirivu n'ebyo byonna bye twamukola bwe tutamuganya kutukulemberamu ngeza ntiryo nga bwe wayongera mu balumi esula y'omunaana nga bakulemberamu omwoyo wo eryo lyezzadde lyo sibwe tusaba nga tumaze okumwenenyeza bulijjo era twayingira mu ssaala y'olutalo ku nnaku luli eri olw'okusatu twasaba nga tukulemberwa mu omutukuvu era twamanya amagye ne tugateekayo tutandika olutalo twatunulira ku nnaku olwali olw'okusaba okuweba olw'okuna nga leero bw'okyusiza n'otuwa leero aye kabakabakabaka mu biro biri eri twali tusoma ebyobufumu tukeera bamalayika ba famire ne bamalayika b'ekkanisa twenenya era tuwajja gy'oli mukama okutusaasira twatumya ku nnaku olw'okutaano otujja okwenenyeza mukama waffe yesu obutamugonderanga n'otutawuliranga biragiro byatuwa bwe yatulekaawo ng'atuwadde omuntukuvu omubezi otukulemberamu n'okutigiriza n'okufuula abawanga bonna abayigirizwa era n'okubalagira byonna okubayigiriza byonna bye watulagira twenenya bingi era nga bwe obadde tokyowulira twatuka ku nnaku olwa ssande tutanula okwenenyeza kitaffe era bwe twakuleka nitufuna bataata abalala tetutayinza okwesiga gwe entandikwa era enkomeeri bwe twatandika nawe waggulu eggulu era nga tulidda gy'oli mukama so bwe twakwetunyeza nga tusaba otusaasire watutegeeza nga tunaatera okukomekkereza okwenenya okwo okusira mu ngeri esooka nywa abiri mu esatu oyogera nti mukkirize okunenya kwange n'abayiwako omwoyo wange anaabaleetera okutegeera ebigambo byange weewaawo n'olwaleero kyasinze okutuluma era n'obwetaavu bwaffe obubadde bukyasinze bwe bwekuwulira ekigambo kyo era nga tubadde n'ennyonta ey'amaanyi okusobola okulya omudde omulamu n'amazzi amateefu nga bwe wayogera mu ezeekeri eyasatu mu nnya sibo
naye kaakano otuweekisa otume omwoyo wo wamu ne malayika Gabulyeri abavunaanyizibwa mu by'okutubikkulira ebyawandiikibwa mu byawandiikibwa ebitukuvu ati nno tubikkulirwa siffe bekka wabula n'okwetula ensi yonna ensi eya Uganda ensi ya Afirika ensi yonna mu Amerika mu Australia mu Europe aye Katonda ffe omwesigwa ne mu Asia yonna omwoyo omutukuvu negiraba malayika Gabulyeri bayitamu okutugabirira kubanga newankubadde nga watuwa ekiragiro mu Luka 10 ne Matayo 6 okuva ku lw'omusanvu paka olw'14 okusabanga emmere gye twetaaga naye mukama emmere esingira ddala okusooka mu byonna ebadde etuviiddeko obuzibu alimanywera waabiri byonna ebadde emmere y'ekigambo kyo olyo nno tulyoke tuddako emmere ey'obwetaavu bwaffe obw'omubiri gwaffe ng'oggyeko omwoyo kubanga gwe gwalina okusooka okulya emmere y'ekigambo kyo twabula okubikulirwa era wajjawo obuzibu soba kabaka ba kabaka bweyogerako nate isaaya eyabirimu omwenda okuva ku lw'omwenda paka olw'ekuminasatu bweyogera kabaka ba kabaka waliwo omwoyo gw'otulo era ng'abantu bo ne batusoma n'abaasoma mu bible college obawa ebigambo by'okuvuunula ne batayinza okubivuunula ne basobola kubivuunula bigambo bya mu kitabo kubanga tebalina kutegeera era tebalina mwoyo wo naye tusaba otusaasire kubanga n'abataasoma baali bwe bato naye wasuubiza okukola omulimu ogw'enjawulo ayi Katonda ffe omwesigwa era bakkanye wansi okuvuunika ekigambo kyo nga bw'oyogedde mu Isaaya 29:16 oyogera nti bakka wansi eyo ne banyola ekigambo webajja oluvannyuma lw'okubula okwolesebwa wajjawo okunyola ekigambo kyo era wajjawo okutoolamu n'okwongeramu nga bwe tujja okweyongera okunyonyoka olunaku olw'enkya naye ku mulundi guno gwokka tukusaba okkirize ayi kitaffe omuyize ebintu byonna mu linnya erya mukama waffe Yesu omwana w'omulamu otume omwoyo mu masekati gaffe era n'ekibiya kya malayika Gabulyeri si wano wokka wabula mu nsi yonna okugenda nga banoonya abakwagala era abanyiikira ddala okkunoonya babu ayogera mu ngeri eri esuula ey'omunaana n'ey'omusanvu tuyagala abakwagala n'abanyiikira okkunoonya bali kulaba weewaawo mukama watuukiriza ekyo naye wayogera mu Yeremiya 29 okuva ku 12 ogamba nti bwe munanyiikira ddala okkunoonya ne munnekenneenyeza ddala mulindaba era ndibawa enkomerero ennungi okusinga entandikwa yammwe bwe yali mukama abakunoonya bayinza kkunoonya batya be bantu abayayaanye nga bali mu kitabo ky'ekitukuvu nga bakunoonya babu asuubiza nabuwayo ekiragiro kyo bwe kyali mu Isaaya 43:16 munoonye mu kitabo kya mukama musome kubanga akama ka mukama ke kakiragidde era tewaliwo n'ekimu kinne waakyo kubanga omwoyo wa mukama yabikuŋŋaanya naffe nga bwe yakuŋŋaanya lekanga tuddemu okumukowoola aye omwoyo omutukuvu tukuwaniriza mu kanisa yonna mu nsi yonna otukulemberemu otubikulire ebigambo bya Katonda olwo nno tunaawona enjala n'ennyonta ey'ekigambo kya Katonda okwetula ensi yonna sebo kabaka ba kabaka tukuwaniriza era nga tukusaba otusaasire obutali butuukirivu obwonna bwe twasooka okukola nga tukusaba otuteeka ennyonta etubonyaabonyeza nnyo tubadde n'okwiganyizibwa si kutulu kubanga n'ebyawandikwa binyoolebwa era bitoolebwamu ne byongerwamu naye nga tewali ayinza okutulabula era nga tewali kubikulirwa nga tubuuze nga tuggwawo naye ku mulundi guno gwokka otuddize emmere y'ekigambo ky'omukama otuddize emmere amazzi amateefu ekigambo ekitanyooleddwa nga tekitabanguddwa mukama nga bwe kibadde mu mirundi egiyise otukkiririse mukama okuyita mu kigambo kyo nga bw'asuubiza bw'oyogera mu Balumi essuula y'ekkumi n'ey'17 n'okukkiriza kuva mu kuwulira n'okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda tunaayinza okunywera okutuuka mukama waffe Yesu lw'anajja kubanga kyawandikwa mu Luka essuula y'18 olw'omukaaga n'olw'omusanvu naye omwana w'omuntu bw'alijja alisiŋŋaana okukkiriza ku nsi mukama tubadde tuweddemu okukkiriza okuva mu kigambo kyo okuva mu kuwulira n'okuwulira ekigambo kyo nga tugoberera okuyigiriza kw'abaana b'abantu era nga banyodde era nga batodde mu kigambo kyo ayi kabaka ba kabaka naye ku mulundi guno gwokka otuwonye ennyonta era otuwonye enjala ey'ekigambo kyo ng'otuma mwoyo wo ng'otuma ekira malayika Gabulyeri okuyita mu kwolesebwa mu birooto ne mu buliwo okwongera okutugeziwaza mu byawandiikibwa ebitukuvu mu kutegeerera ddala ne mu kumanya mu magezi gonna ag'obwa Katonda tukusaba osaasire era okkirize tutegeere ekigambo kyo tunaabeera bakkufu era tunaaweebwa byonna bye twetaaga okuva nga tusabira mu kigambo kyo kitaffe omwesigwa bw'osiima okubikkula bw'osiima okutegeeza otegeeze nga wekiri leero ayi kabaka ba kabaka kubanga otanudde kaagala otuma omwoyo wo nga bwe weyali mu Danyeri omwoyo wa Katonda eyabikkulanga ebirooto okwolesa ne byonna nga bizza mu kigambo kyo weewaawo si bakabaka ba kabaka bamisaaki abulenego bonna bwe batwe baali abasajja abaayimiriranga bannabbi n'abatume bonna baaliwo omwoyo wo eyababikkuliranga ekigambo kyo ne bayingira mu kukkiriza okutuufu naffe mu nnaku z'oluvannyuma nga twagala okuuma okukkiriza kwewatubuuzaako ayo omwoyo omutukuvu osinziira mu Luka 18:6 oyogera nti omwana w'omuntu bw'alidda alisiŋŋaana okukkiriza ku nsi naffe leero bwe tut otegedde okukkiriza okukuva mukuwulira n'okuwulira ekigambo kyo gaba kiri malumi 10:17 teniba tukomawo okuyaanira ekigambo kyo era nga tubikulirwe tutegeere tubeere n'okukkiriza kwennyini okwo tuleme okugenda mu kukyama okwayogerako mu ddamisawo ekisooka esula ey'okuna weyogera siro katonda ffe ng'ogamba nti munaku ez'oluvannyuma walibawo abaliva mu kukkiriza nga bagoberera emyoyo gikyamya n'okuyigiriza kw'abasitaani bwe kibadde kubanga baddewo okunyoola kungi wabaddewo okutoolamu n'okwongeramu era wabaddewo okubonaabona okw'abaoluganda mu nsi yonna ekkanisa yo abantu bo sebakabakabakabaka naye ku mulundi guno gwokka ng'ossa ekisa kyo ng'ossa okutuzaasira aye katonda ffe omwesigwa otuyiwako omwoyo wo otumejera amaleka gabudyeri okulindamu n'okukolesebwa mu kigambo kyo balwongera otutegeeza ebyawandiikwa ebitukuvu nga bwe kiri mu danyeri esula ey'ekumi onyola 19 paka 21 ng'ayogera nti nze okutegeeza ebyawandiikwa mu byawandiikwa ebitukuvu tunaabeera balamu sife ffe ettawa wabula ne mu nsi yonna eri bonna bakuyayaanira abanakuwalidde byonna ebigenda mu maaso wayogerako ng'omugamba gabudyeri mwezekeri esula ey'omwenda lindamu ng'osiiringa abo bonna abanakuwalidde ebyo ebibadde bigenda mu maaso ani abasiiringa oluvannyuma lw'okuwulira ekigambo bwe kiri nga bwe wayogera mwefasa esula esooka onyo otandika olw'okutaano paka olw'ekumi n'ettaano oyogera nti bwebaamala okuwulira ekigambo kya katonda ne bayiwako omwoyo omutukuvu n'abasaaga akabonero oluvannyuma lw'okuwulira ekigambo naffe tunaasiiringibwa nga bwe wamugamba mukama kankana anaayawula nga bwe kiri mu malaka esula ey'okusatu olulimi olw'ekumi n'omunaana bwe muli temulyawula kutandika olw'ekumizeba 18 oyogera abanakuwalidde ekigambo kya katonda otandika okwemulugunya era n'ebyo ebyali bigenda mu maaso aye kabakabakabaka n'olyoka otugamba nti bwe tuliita tulyawula akuweereza n'atakuweereza tusabye omwoyo omutukuvu akomewo kaakalo ayongera otugezibwaki nga tusoma ebyawandiikwa nga atubikulira era nga atulya nga tunywa kubanga batugamba ng'osinziira mu pita ekisooka esula ey'okubi onyoluzeoka paka olw'okusatu tinga abaana bakajja muzaalibwa omulundi ogw'okubi wegomba ekigambo ekyamata ekinayinza okubaguza naffe tukomyewo okukkiriza okubuulirirwa nga bwe tuli ezadde lya katonda ayi senga avuera kojja omwoyo omutukuvu tukomyewo okuyayanira ekigambo ng'abaana abazaalibwa omulundi ogw'okubi era abalokole ettala mu kubeerawo kwa katonda otufukeko amafuta tufuuke abakristo oba abakristaayo abaddala abaliwo omwoyo wa katonda era abakristo abangi nga kristo bwe yali omwo tunaabeera abakristaayo abangi abaava mu ye era abaaluŋŋamizibwanga omwoyo wa katonda era nga tusooka okulokolebwa netulyokatiibwako omwoyo omutukuvu okufuukira ddala abafukibwako amafuta tukwebaza kuba naffe kaakalo tunaabeera ekkanisa ey'ekitiibwa mu nnaku zino ez'oluvannyuma era mukama ngaye byonna omaze okubikola nga tubikuliddwa ekigambo kyo tuwulidde mutemiseewo ekisooka esula y'omukaaga olw'omusanvu n'olw'omunaana oyogera nti munaabeeranga n'ebyokulya n'ebyokwambala binaabamalanga tutegedde mukama era nga tukyeyongera okubikulirwa kubanga tuwulidde ssebo kabakabakabaka ti okulya si kwa mmere yokka nga bwe twawulira ebyokulya bya lubuto n'olubuto lwe byakulya mukama alibizikiriza tulabyeo ebyokulya eby'amaaso okulaba ngoye n'ebirala ebyambalo ebinyirira amativivi n'ebiringa ebyo tuwulidde ebyokulya by'amatu okuwuliriza aye katonda ffe era nituwulira n'okwambala nekwakoma kwambala ngoye zokka n'omubiri ogutalina nyumba tekusiima era tekusanyuka kyova wayogera nti wabeerengawo weema okubawonya omusana okubawonya empewo n'olubugumu sebe katonda ffe tugenze mu maaso n'okugaziizibwamu okutegeera ddala bwe tusaba bye twetaaga naye twawulidde mu yokaana 15 nyolaomusanvu ebigambo mubeera munzi n'ebigambo byange biri mumwe musabe kyonna kyemwetaaga kinaabakolerwanga kyetuva tusobe tusaba emmere ey'omwoyo newankubadde nga twasoma mu mataayo esula ey'omukaaga onyolaomusanvu paka olw'ekumi n'ennya tewemusabanga musabe nga bwe muti omwali okusaba emmere yaffe eyaleero tetukomye kusaba ey'omubiri yokka tusobye n'ey'omwoyo kubanga ey'omwoyo yekulembeddemu okutubulisiza oyogedde nti wabeerawo obutali bwenkanya mu byekkanisa ebyoba eby'omwoyo wewatabawo kigambo kya katonda era ebyobufuzi byonna bibeera bitabangufu wabeerayo enguzi nnyingi wewatabawo musana gwa kigambo kyo oyogedde ku byenfuna nayo bigootaana n'enguzi ennyingi olw'okubula omusana gw'ekigambo kyo weewaawo oyogedde ku butabanguko obwenkolagana ku byalo nga tewali kwagalana tewali kuyambagana olw'okubula ekigambo kyo tuwulidde sebo kabakabakabaka ebyobulamu nga byonoonekera ddala okutandikira ddala mu kkanisa kubanga abawonyezebwa basimba ku maanyi ag'ekizikiza basasula ssente so nga ebyosi bwe biri bwe bityo kubanga omusana gw'ekigambo tekugamba mwebabuwana mwe mwebuwa naye tulabyeko ebyo byonna ebivaawo ebyobulamu kkanisa biba bizibu n'ebyobulamu wabweru byongera okwonooneka kubanga sebo enguzi nnyingi eri eyo okuwonyezebwa naye mukama leero ng'ekigambo kyokizza onaatuyambira ddala n'otugabira ne mubiri bye twetaaga mukama tunaalekerawo okunyaga kubanga tuba netusaba bubi nga tetulina kubanga netusaba ate nga bwetusaba tubisaba okukozesa okwegomba kwaffe nga bweyogedde mu yakobo esula ey'okuna otusaasire ayi kabakabakabaka tudde ku mulamu ogwokukozesa ebyo ng'ebiragiro byo webiri era onaayinza okutuwa sebo kabakabakabaka okulembezaamu mwoyo wo okusabirawo abatukuvu ngakatonda bwayeetaaga era oyogedde ku malayika musula yomukaaga omubikwa esula yomukaaga onyolwokuna onyolwokutaano sebo kabakabakabaka olwomukaaga oyogera kuye malayika w'ebipimo era owaminsaani atambulira ku ndogo enjeru anayinza okuba nga akulembeddwa omuntu bamalayika abo bonna mu jeri yabwe 11 biliyoni biliyoni 25 banaayitamu okutugabirira okupima bye twetaaga mu biroona ebiseera ebituufu kubanga emalayika w'ebipimo woyise malayika wa skeles tukwebaza kubanga oyongera kankana okutubikkulira tunaalindirire era tulindirire okututuukirizaako ebikola batuma esula eyokuna ekkanisa n'ebeera ne byyeetaaga era tewali n'omu eyeetaaganga kubanga baafunanga byonna bye beetaaga onaatutuukirizaako ekyamateeka 15 wayogedde ng'ogamba era mu makise kati gammwe tewalibeera mwavu kubanga wali oleesemu ebyekumi n'ebiweebwayo okuyamba abeetaaga n'okuyimusa ababadde abaavu mu mase kati gaffe weebale kubanga ku luno ogenda kutuddiza emirembe era naffe tunaawulira ekyo tunaatambulira mu ssanyu ery'obulokozi bwo tewayogerako mu zabbuli y'akandumwemu ey'12 tyonzitiza essanyu ery'obulokozi bwo era onyoze n'omwoyo gw'eddembe tunaalaba essanyu ly'obulokozi tewatusuubiza mu matayo 11:25-3 oyogera ng'ogamba sibu kabaka ba kabaka kankano mwenna abakoye n'abakitowereddwa mujye gye ndi munaalaba ekimulo ky'emyoyo gyammwe sibu kabaka ba kabaka tunaalaba essanyu ery'obulokozi tunaalaba ekiwummulo kyo kubanga oli mu masekati gaffe onaatugagawaza mu mwoyo obugagga bwaffe obw'omu ggulu mu kutegera ne mu kumanya era onaatugagawaza mu mubiri tunaabeeranga tetulina ebyo twetaaga okutuukiza kye wayogera mu ngero ng'ogamba tondeka kubeera mwavu nneme okuvumya erinnya lyo so tongagawaza nnyo nnyini mu nsi muno nga bweri okwerabira naye onaatuwanga ebimala gonaatuwa malayika w'ebifo anaatutumira ebyo byennyini tunaabeeranga nabyo mukama tunaakusinza nitukutendereza okutuuka lwe tulidda gy'oli weebalesebo kabaka ba kabaka kubanga otuwagadde era otuwadde ekisa era owulidde okusaba kwaffe byonna tubisabye ssebo kitaffe omwesigwa nga tukwebaza mu linnya lya mukama waffe yesu amen.